Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and welcome to this bonus interview with Brandon Eldridge, who is the director of the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center. As we always do when we're done with the interview, I got a guest here. We have limited time on the air, and we turn to the guest and say, what else would you like to talk about? So, Brandon, I know that you're, how old are you?
41.
Okay, at the time of this recording, so he's somewhat of a, well, you know, we always say he's somewhat of a youngin', and you know, for those of us who are older, things that motivate, we know that every generation has different motivating factors. And when I first met Brandon, you know, talking about, even though he's a banker and he's in this government, you know, quasi-government organization that supports businesses, still this was about making a social impact. And that's very important to his generation and younger. And so when I asked him what he wants to talk about, he said, let's talk about making a social impact, and especially with business. So Brandon, I'll turn it over to you. What's on your heart to talk about?
So I'm an Army brat, if you didn't know. And so when we got here in 1998, I've really just grown to love the Pikes Peak region. But when we were back in Kansas, which, by the way, I'm a big Chiefs fan, so when this is recorded, we're still waiting for the big game to happen, so wish me luck. But when we were in Kansas, the bank in town was the one entity. It was a small town called Alma, and they always sponsored, and they were always in the community doing the work. And so when I got to the banking industry, that was part of my mission. That was my personal mission, is to make sure that the bank was being community driven. I would often say, you walk in, you don't walk out with a product. So our way to give you something back is to be active in the community. That kind of born into a lot of activity that I did in this community. I've served on several nonprofit boards, been very active with the nonprofit community, partnered with our friends over at BBB on their BBB for Good. They have a social impact model over there. And it's something I'm passionate about. So I feel like if you can volunteer, you should. Board service isn't always for everybody. But if it's something that you find a nonprofit that aligns with your personal mission, you think you like the folks that are already on the board and you can commit the time, yeah, I would encourage folks to get out there and just find ways to give back. But that kind of dovetails into what I do at the SBDC. We provide a free service to the public. I mean, what's a better social impact than that? And really a huge need. You oftentimes hear people say small business is the backbone of our economy. And I love that. Economic development is a passion of mine. I used to say that I'm a community builder. Now I like to think of myself as an economic developer, because the work I'm doing is really showing in the job growth and in the economy here. I just love it.
And that has real impact. So when you're talking to business owners, okay, they're generally two type of guys who have their businesses pretty dialed in. They have employees, they've worked it out. They're not working 80 hours a week anymore, and they really have an opportunity to get back. Then there's most of the others, which are just in their business all the time.
Yeah.
You know, what do you say to them about still trying to get out into the community and make an impact because of their importance as business leaders, even though it seems like they have no time?
Yeah. Well, what I like to say at the SBDC is we help you work on your business and not keep working in your business. Mm-hmm. You might be really great at your craft, but you stink at running a business. And so what we do is we teach you how to run your business, which means you got to spend time writing your plan, whether that's a marketing strategy or a cybersecurity plan or just your business plan in general, so you can take it to the bank and get an SBA loan. Like, what are you doing to work on your business? And so you're right. There are some folks out there that they just get it and now they can give back. It's not always about your volunteer time. It might be something embedded into your business plan that allows you to have an impact. My friends down at Inherent, they have a focus group with combat warriors, and every month they meet with them and they talk about challenges and issues. They're a men's clothing store, but they've figured out a way to incorporate something that's near and dear to their heart. So I think you start with, what are you passionate about? Is it something creative? Do you want to give back to the arts and culture of our community? Is it the unhoused, and you want to serve the unhoused community somehow with your business? there's just so many ways to start thinking about your social impact and embedding that into your business model. Simon Sinek has this big thing, know your why, and that's your why. And when you know that, then you can start building your business plan around that. And now you're not just, you know, going to somebody's house and painting and putting up, you know, crown molding. You're making a difference with the work that you're doing.
And if you're a brick and mortar business, you have a physical space, and there are always people that are looking to meet somewhere. So if you can think yeah. about that, it brings people down to your business. It gives goodwill. What are some other examples that you've seen creatively of business people that have worked it into their business so it's not some extra thing, but it really fits in well with their business?
Well, I don't know if I have a great example off the top of my head.
I threw this one at you. No warning on this one.
Clearly, there's a lot of nonprofits in our community. There's the Colorado Nonprofit Association, so the CNA. They're great folks to talk to, but you're probably running a for-profit business if you're listening to this. And so I would just implore you, what is your passion? How do you incorporate that into your business? And by the way, if you know somebody that's doing great work, uplift them. There are awards. There's the Best in the Springs. There's all of these great things that you could do to uplift an entrepreneur. We do this a couple times a year. One of ours is our Small Business Week. So the SBA kind of dones like a national Small Business Week every year. And what we do is we run a ceremony. So right now at this recording, we're taking nominations for Small Business Week. We'll recognize some really great folks, you know, like our Veteran Entrepreneur of the Year and our Small Business Person, our Young Entrepreneur of the Year. That's a great award. But we do that a couple times a year. So we have Veteran Small Business Week in November. So just always be on the lookout for ways that you can kind of be engaged with events that we're hosting that are uplifting other entrepreneurs, and take a chance to just nominate somebody. You would not believe. Sometimes you put out awards and people don't respond. You should respond. If you know somebody that's doing great work, please, please do that. It makes a big difference.
Okay. Tell us about the Small Business Week. By the time you're listening to this, it may have passed, but it'll come around the next year. You do this every year. This is your big week-long event. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So we run several events throughout the week. We try and make it interactive, but really we just want it to be about the entrepreneur. You know, if you go to our social media page, the Saturday after Thanksgiving is called Small Business Saturday. Why do we do that? Well, Black Friday, everybody goes to the box stores, and then we encourage everybody to shop local that Saturday. So what we do is we do a series of social media videos. We highlight the work that entrepreneurs are doing. That's why the awards are so important, because we get to showcase some folks that are here locally. And so pay attention to those. Also pay attention to the sponsors. I know when you think about, oh, they just sponsored this event. No. People that sponsor these events, these are organizations that are invested in seeing entrepreneurs in our community be successful. So if you see one of them, those are great people to align yourself with, I promise.
So what happens during Small Business Week?
We do workshops. We'll have an app this year that you're going to be very interactive with, some, you know, short videos, some information, and then it's a celebration.
And what are the dates this year in 2024?
Yep. So April 29th through May 4th. May 1st, the evening of May 1st, will be our big celebration at Boot Barn Hall.
Oh, you're doing it at Boot Barn this year.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a really cool space. Well, as we finish this off, what is your encouragement to small business people so that they think more about their impact, their place in society, and not just, I'm running a business, I'm just selling stuff?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I'll go back to the stat that almost half of the workforce in the United States is through small businesses. So when you start thinking about an idea that you might have, come to us. Let us help you formalize that idea. Let us help you build that plan out, because who knows, you might be that employer that can help three or four families make it. And what your idea is more important than you probably think.
Okay, excellent. Brandon Eldridge, the director of the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center, thank you for giving us a little more insight into you and the things that are on your heart.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, I'm Chaim Goldman, and you're listening to The Peak.